Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This guy is a machine. All he does is work out and pick winners.
Early Odds with Jake Hassan.
Oregon's down by 12. They're on the 45-yard line with no timeouts.
Oregon's got an All-American field goal kicker.
Why didn't somebody tell me?
Chicago sports betting.
Touchdown, Ohio State. There are some folks who are celebrating and others who are saying, you've got to be kidding.
You kind of know what I'm thinking about.
Over or under?
Under would be the key word. Hello?
Bet with an edge.
He'd find out the kind of inside stuff nobody else knew, and that's what he put his money on. He even figured out the different bounce you got off the different kinds of wood they used on college basketball courts, you know?
Early Odds with Jake Hassan on The Score.
And a friend of mine is very smart, said I've been very lucky with gambling. I've never won.
Welcome back, 670 The Score, Early Odds here with you for the next hour. I am Jake Hassan. NFL season rolls on, college football season rolls on, and we have not talked to this man since the season started. We got preseason stuff, but now we are fully in the swing of things. So we bring back PJ Glasser. You know him, you love him, friend of the show, host of Send It In on the BetMGM Network, host of Inside the Betting Lines on the BetMGM Network. PJ, it's great to have you again, my friend. It has been an eventful football season already.
Yes, it has, Jake. Yes, it has, man. It's been awesome. College football is as wide open as we thought it would be coming into the season. It feels like every week it's like LSU's the best team. No, maybe Miami's the best team. Ohio State. So it's just been one of those. And then great to have the NFL back. And love week three, man. It's desperation time for all these 0-2 teams. You cannot go 0-3, so it should be another great week of football.
Unless you're the Miami Dolphins, who are already 0-3, and somehow it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. But we'll get in the NFL. We'll start with college, PJ, because you started there with something that I think is really interesting, of who the best team in college football is right now. Because, like you said, it's this team's on top, and then that team. It just feels like spokes on a wheel, where every week we're talking about somebody new. So, for PJ Glasser right now on September 20th, where do you stand as far as who the top team is in college football right now?
Jake, for me right now, I think it's Miami, dude. I think from an eye test standpoint, they have been the most impressive. I think up to this point, Ohio State has the best win, beating Texas to kick off the season. They're the defending champs, so I would understand if somebody wants to say them. LSU has two very good wins against Clemson and against Florida, but Miami from an eye test standpoint, Mario went out this offseason into the portal. Both lines of scrimmage, they're terrific. Carson Beck looks like an NFL quarterback. Running backs, receivers are really good. I can't get there with Miami, Jake, from a betting standpoint because I don't trust the coach. I don't trust Mario in these big games. But from a talent standpoint and who I think the best team is right now, I think it's Miami, Jake.
Follow off of that, PJ. Did we all just make a huge oversight, or were we all just breathing each other's oxygen talking about Miami too? Because I think you're right. Like, the coach is where everyone this kind of comes to a standstill when it comes to national title, maybe. But were we all just like, oh, well, it's Mario, so we're going to stay away when it came to Heisman for Carson Beck or maybe to win the conference? We were all talking about Clemson all summer long, and now they don't look exactly like the team we thought they would be. Were we all just kind of naive when we looked at this team and thought, oh, well, Carson Beck at Georgia last year, he's washed, he's not good anymore, and the coach. Did we all just make an oversight with this team?
I think we did. And again, it's because of the track record of the coach. It's because we all thought Clemson was just going to be so dominant in the ACC that Miami was kind of an afterthought. And you look at their schedule, right? They had the game against Florida. They have these tricky games in November at Virginia Tech, at Pitt, for a team from South Florida that could be difficult. Florida State coming up in a couple weeks. So we definitely did overthink it. This is what it is, though, Jake, now in college sports, man, with the NIL and the transfer portal. You just don't know which teams are going to hit with these portal additions and these recruiting classes, and Miami so far looks really good. It is ironic, though, from a guy who liked Penn State at the beginning of the season, and it was like, you can't trust the coach, and now here I am telling you I like Miami, but I can't trust the coach, right? So kind of feels like we're in the same boat. But look, dude, I mean, if you just take Miami for what they are from the product they're putting out on the field, I don't think I've seen a team better than them up to this point in the season.
Do you think, and the last thing about Miami, and then we'll move on, but do you think Carson Beck is the deserved Heisman favorite or at some places co-favorite? And we'll get to the co-favorite in just a bit. But do you think Carson Beck is the leader of the pack right now?
I think so, because they have the big win over Notre Dame. They had a nice win over South Florida. He'll obviously get another chance this week against the Gators. But it's not only have they had some good wins, but he's been playing really well in those games, Jake. So it's that combo, right? You want the marquee wins, and you want to play your best in those games. And Beck's definitely been playing really well in those games so far. So, again, another good test for him against a good defense in Florida. We'll see what he does. But yeah, I think at this point, he definitely should be amongst the favorites.
When it comes to the Heisman market as a whole, PJ, is there anybody down the board that intrigues you? I mean, Garrett Nussmeier's at 20-1, and you and I hosted You Better You Bet on the BetMGM network on Labor Day. And that was, granted, fresh off the Clemson win, that primetime win where everybody was talking about it week one. But is there anybody down the board, whether it's Nussmeier or somebody else, at a longer price that maybe you're a little intrigued by? Or do you think the market's just kind of right for now?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have a lot of big games coming up. Jake, what's interesting about this week is, you know, Bama, Georgia is next week. Penn State, Oregon is next week. So you have some of these teams, Penn State, Bama, Georgia, that are on bye. And maybe if you want to take a shot with one of their quarterbacks, certainly Drew Aller. Penn State hasn't played anybody. But if he plays good in that game, then he's going to go up the odds board. I think the Texas Tech-Utah game is intriguing, though, because I like both offenses this season. Big 12 probably is just going to be a one-bid league into the playoff. Whoever wins that conference probably gets in. But you can still get some nice prices on Utah, Devin Dampier. I think it's like still 25-1, 30-1. Morton's still in like the 80-1, 100-1 range. So I think both of those guys, whoever you like to win that matchup, Utah, Texas Tech, I think could be worth a sprinkle as well.
One more of two team-specific questions to ask you, PJ. And, of course, PJ, you can find him on Twitter at PJGlasser9, host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on the BetMGM Network. We have to talk about the Texas of it all. I think I'm contractually obligated to ask you this question. But we've talked quarterback-specific for the first few minutes of this interview, PJ. And are you where are you at? Are you in the camp that Arch is hurt and they're hiding something from us? Or is he just bad? Is it a mix of the two? Where are you at on Texas that obviously has a very talented roster, but maybe has a quarterback problem?
I'm kind of where I was on Texas to begin the year. You know, I was never buying the Arch hype. I came into the season saying he was the fourth or fifth best quarterback in the SEC. I still maintain that stance. Their defense is awesome, though. So, Jake, I kind of am in the same place with Texas. Like, I think they're going to make the playoff. I think they'll probably be a semifinal team, and then they'll get beat by somebody. Arch does look a little injured, though. Like, I think some of these throws, like, there definitely is something there. Man, is their defense good, though. And Sark is still a great offensive mind. They still have a ton of talent on the offense as well. I think Texas will be a playoff team. I'm not rushing in the window, though, to buy the dip and bet them to win the national title or bet Arch to win the Heisman.
PJ, let's get into the games this week. And it is my show, and so I'm going to be very selfish and start with the primetime 7:30 p.m. Eastern time game here in the great state. Well, it's not in Illinois, but this show is in Illinois. Illinois at Indiana. PJ, this line opens 3.5 Indiana, which I thought was kind of just right. I think on a neutral, these teams are about the same. But then the 3.5 gets bet to 4 to 4.5. And now we're sitting at 6, which I and maybe this is my bias, PJ. Tell me if you disagree or not. But I think 6 is kind of insane. I think we've hashtag gone too far. But are my Illini, PJ, just doomed for a loss? Is this where the hype train comes off the tracks for Illinois going to Indiana this week?
So I think Illinois, I think this game, Jake, is either going to be Indiana covers the spread or Illinois wins outright. I don't think this is going to be one of those where like Indiana wins by a field goal, they squeak out a win. I think they either win by 2 touchdowns or the Illini pull off the upset. Every year in college football, it feels like we get a team that outplays their power rating. Like the eye test tells you they're not very good, but despite that, they cover spread and win games. I kind of get that vibe from your Illini, Jake, a little bit. Like that Duke game, they forced 5 turnovers. Everybody was on Duke. All the pros were on Duke. And Illinois blew them out. They won the turnover battle. I don't know. It's a team I really don't want to bet against. And to your point, this line has just gotten to a point where I definitely am not betting Indiana at 6.5. You missed the value there. If we get a 7, I think then you got to make a bet on Illinois. But I think at the current number, it would be Illini money line for me, or it'd probably be a pass, even though I think Indiana covers the game most likely at the number.
I think you're right, PJ. I think it's going to be one of the two, and it's terrifying. Can't wait. Really going to be really, really awesome. But let's go to the other games this week, and I want to start with the early game. That's honestly, I think, surprisingly intriguing. I don't know if anybody thought that we'd be super locked into Texas Tech in Utah on September 20th, but Baron Morton's been awesome, and I don't know if you have a Heisman thought on him and Texas Tech as a whole, but they go to Utah, spread sitting at 3, 3.5 right now. Like I said, kind of a surprising big game matchup that I don't think any of us were expecting, but anything that you have on this game, any thoughts on Texas Tech or Utah as a whole?
I kind of like the under in the game at 57.5. I like both offenses. I like both quarterbacks, but man, Bryce Echols is a tough place to score points. And Utah, when in doubt, you know, they lean on their defense. And I think what has people excited about this Utah team is the quarterback and Dan Peer and how he's looked so far up to this point. But the bread and butter of Kyle Whittingham and that Utah program is their defense. And I think they lean on that in this game. This line, Jake's been going back and forth between 3, 3.5. I've seen some 2.5s pop up. So I really don't want to bet the side. If you had to make me pick a winner, I would probably lean Utah. I do think these are the two best teams in the Big 12, though. And I think we could easily see a rematch later on in the year in Dallas for the Big 12 title game. But I do like the under 57.5.
Where are you at with Florida and Miami? Obviously, Lagway coming off the 1 billion interception game where Florida lost to LSU, but maybe was still closer than we thought it would be given, again, all those interceptions in that game. But you said that you think Miami is the best team in college football right now. Carson Beck, your favorite for the Heisman, according to the odds. Do you think this is a bounce back spot for Florida? Spreads at 8, 8.5. We're bouncing around that more than a touchdown line. And you've heard people, I'm sure, because I have, I'm sure you've heard it too. People are kind of buying Florida with the points this week. Where are you at?
They are. Yeah. Miami recently just got hit, went up to 9.5. I'm just betting the team total under for the Gators, Jake, under 21.5. I don't see how Florida gets that many points. They scored 10 against LSU last week. And again, Lagway, like mentally, where is he at? I mean, you just threw 5 picks against LSU. Now you got to go back on the road against another top 5 team and play against Miami. I think they lean on the ground game this week. And obviously you run the ball, clock runs, under helps, under team total helps. Florida wants to lean on their defense. So I think it's a lower scoring game, but I like the Gator team total under 21.5.
Another game, PJ, that's got a lot of quarterback implication, and we've seen this line move a ton. South Carolina going to Missouri. Mizzou kind of been a surprising team, surprisingly good a little bit this year, but Sellers is the big question mark, and we aren't sure of his status. It looks like it's still kind of a coin flip for him, but this got knocked down. It was 14, then it got knocked inside of 10, then it got to 8, I believe, as of this morning, and now we're kind of back to that 9, 9.5. Where are you at, Mizzou, South Carolina? And, of course, this is dependent on Sellers' final status.
Yeah, I like South Carolina. I like them plus the points. I'd look at money line as well, Jake. I think they're going to bounce back after that performance against Vandy. Look ahead line in this game was Mizzou -3, -3.5. And then to your point, because we weren't sure the status of Sellers and went all the way up to 13.5. Now he's trending towards playing. So it's there at 9.5. I think this is too many points. A team like Missouri is not used to laying double digits in an SEC game, right? They're not Georgia, Bama, Texas. Like, they're not used to this. And for a team that's not used to winning by margin against a desperate South Carolina team that had a bad performance at home and I expect to play a lot better, I just think it's too many. So I like South Carolina, and I think it's worth a money line sprinkle because Beamer is an underdog. Usually when his teams cover, they tend to pull the outright upset too. So I like South Carolina.
Last college question, PJ, and then we'll transition to the NFL here. Anything else on your card that we haven't hit that you are big on for this week in college football?
I like Kansas in the first half against West Virginia, -7.5. Kansas is coming off of a bye week. Lance Leipold's 4-0 straight up against the spread off of a bye, but it's really a fade of West Virginia, Jay, coming off the huge win against Pitt. Backyard brawl, rivalry game, you win in overtime. So here comes the emotional letdown with the team that I think could be sleepwalking early in this game. Kansas off of a bye week, having the extra rest. I like them to get up early on West Virginia. So I'm looking at KU -7 in the 7.5 in the first half.
PJ Glasser at PJ Glasser 9 on Twitter here on Early Odds. And you can catch PJ on the BetMGM Network, host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines. PJ, let's transition to the NFL because I think this is an interesting week, which with a lot of spreads that are moving all around. So I'll leave this up to you and I'll give you the runway. What's the game that has caught your eye the most, or what was the game that you are most excited to bet this week in the NFL?
I mean, probably my favorite bet's going to be the Texans +1.5 against the Jags. CJ Stroud against the Jags been very good in his career. 7 touchdowns, no interceptions in 4 games. Houston's a team. They're usually better on the road than they are at home. And Jake, they're 0-2. I talked about it at the top with you, man. We talk all the time about, you know, teams that are 0-2, 11% chance of making the playoffs. Teams that are 0-3 have a 2% chance of making the playoffs. So it's a must-win game for Houston. Their backs are against the door. And what an awful loss for Jacksonville as well last week. Browning throws 3 interceptions, Burrow gets hurt, and you still can't find a way to win that game. I don't like kind of the friction there between Lawrence right now and the head coach, Liam Cohn. So Texans are, they're my favorite bet of week 3. I think they win that game outright.
PJ, I've heard it, so I'm sure you have as well. A lot of people trying to talk themselves into some dogs this week, whether it's the Saints, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's the Jets. It feels like people are trying to make the case for all these just garbage teams. And our friend Sammy P is one of them. He's on the Browns this week against the Packers taking the points. So any of these just terrible underdogs intrigue you at all, whether it's one or maybe it's more than one, anybody on the side or maybe outright that you like any of these dogs?
Yeah, I like 2 of them. I'm with Sammy P, man. I like the Browns a lot. +8. I'm betting money line too, Jake. +325. I think they're alive. I think they're alive in the game. Jake, do you remember the game a couple years ago when San Francisco went into Cleveland, where it was early in the season? McCaffrey was scoring like 3 touchdowns every week. They smoked Dallas on Sunday Night Football. We were all talking about them going undefeated. And then they played a 1 o'clock game on the road in Cleveland against PJ Walker and the Browns, and they lost that game out.
PJ Walker!
It has the same vibes to me, man. Green Bay, look, this is their first road game of the season. They're playing against a very good defense. I think it's going to be low scoring. It's going to be ugly. And it wouldn't shock me if the Browns win this game. I do like the first half under 20.5 in that game as well. So I take a peek at that. And then I like the Jets, man. They were +7. Now they're +6.5. I still think that's a good bet with New York. Tampa Bay has probably been the luckiest team so far in the NFL through the first 2 weeks. They very easily could be 0-2. Jake, that was a physical game against Houston, man. Baker's shaking up. It's a short week. They're still hurt. Wirfs probably isn't going to play. Godwin, McMillan, the receivers are still out. And look, the Jets are an 0-2 team, right? Desperate. Got to win. So I like the Jets plus the points. I like the Browns plus the points. I'd look at money line for both games. But I'm telling you, Cleveland, it might seem crazy, But I think they're alive in that game. I really do, man. There's something about when those teams go to Cleveland, they just muck it up and they just bring teams down to their level. So I think the Browns have a chance.
When you put it that way, I actually don't disagree with you. I'm with you on the Jets because Tyrod Taylor, we know he can win you a football game. Speaking of backup quarterbacks, we have the backup quarterback bonanza this week with Cincinnati and Minnesota. J.J. McCarthy out for the Vikings. Joe Burrow famously out for the Bengals. So we're getting Jake Browning and Carson Wentz. We're sitting straight at three here, PJ. Vikings, your -3 favorite. Anything for you, even if it's just a lean on this game and what is going to be definitely interesting, but maybe for all the wrong reasons in this game?
Yeah, I would lean Minnesota in the game, Jake, because at this point, I really don't know if Wentz is much of a downgrade to McCarthy. I mean, we know that KOC likes his veteran quarterbacks. He's done well with Cousins, obviously Darnold. So I think Wentz in that system is going to do well. And then Brian Flores in that Vikings defense, I think, is going to cause some turnovers on Browning, and they're going to play well also. So big coaching advantage in this game for Minnesota. I think Wentz plays well. And, you know, this Bengals team has to just be demoralized after the Burrow injury. So I'll take the Vikings -3.
A much better game between much better teams that has also a lot of intrigue. And I feel like everybody that we talk to, PJ, you get very divisive answers. Somebody's either on one side for sure or the other. But it's definitely all leaning towards one side. I feel like everybody's on the Rams and taking the points, and a lot of people are taking them outright. PJ, where are you at with Rams and Eagles? Eagles still sitting about -3, -3.5.
I like the Eagles in the game. Jake, listen to these stats.
I knew you would be, Mr. Contrarian. I knew you would be.
I am a contrarian, but these stats were just too hard to ignore. Jalen Hurts as a favorite at home, okay? 7 or fewer points, 15-2 against the spread. 5 or fewer points, 8-0 against the spread. We don't really talk about that a lot, but Jalen at home in these type games, when they're going up against a good team and people like the trendy underdog, that's when Philly likes to show up. So I like the Eagles, man. You know, the Rams are 9-2 in their last 11 games. The only two teams they've lost to are Philly. There's just something about this matchup. Saquon always runs all over them. And I think Philly is going to look like the team that a lot of people thought they would coming into the season. So I'll take the Eagles.
I think I'm going to be with you on the Eagles. I'm not going to lie to you. I needed to hear that, PJ. I'm going to have you do a choose your own adventure here. Two teams that I think people are talking about that have popped for different reasons. But are you buying either or both of the Colts and or the Chargers?
Yeah, I'm buying both of them. More so the Chargers, just because I think Jim Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Herbert's always had the talent to be a very good quarterback, and he's starting to look like that guy, and their defense is just really, really solid. So the Chargers, I mean, look, they beat the Broncos this week, Jake. They're 3-0 against the division, man, and they're in a great spot. So I'm buying them. And then I'm buying the Colts just because of the division that they play in and the expectations coming into the year. Daniel Jones, through the first two games, he can't ask for much more. Jonathan Taylor's thrown a leap back, and their defense is much improved. So I am buying both teams. I think both teams are going to be in the playoffs. And I think the Colts are going to win their division. We'll see about the Chargers, but I do like the Colts in the AFC. So
last one before we'll close with both of our teams, PJ. Are the Chiefs dead? Is it over? Are we taking the Giants plus the points on Sunday night?
I'm not doing anything with the spread. The Chiefs are my survivor play this week, though. Oh. They're my survivor play. I think a lot of people are going to use Green Bay. A lot of people use Seattle. I know a bunch used Buffalo last night against Miami. But, Jake, the Chiefs, they're not losing this game. Like, they're not going 0-3. And I know that they're going to win probably 8, 9, 10 games this season, so people might want to save them. But, like, I know that the Chiefs are going to show up in this game because they have to. They can't lose this game. They have the Ravens on deck next week. So if they lose, they could be staring 0-4 in the face. They're going to take care of business. Now, whether or not they win by 3 or 7 is a different conversation. I think they're a great money line parlay piece, and they're my survivor pick this week.
All right, I asked about Illinois, and now I have to transition to the other team. Mm-hmm. Bears looking to avoid that 0-3, PJ, that we talked about. I will be boots on the ground at this game. That doesn't make me feel awesome. But Cowboys -1.5, road favorites, America's game of the week. Do the Bears right the ship this week? And are you, like everyone else, just on the over because neither of these teams can play a lick of defense?
So the Bears are going to win this week, Jake. And the reason they're going to win this week is because they're going to get everybody's hopes up in Chicago, right? Like, you know how it is. Everybody is so out on this. You know better than me. Is anybody like excited about the rest of this?
No, season? They're calling for Bajan already.
Exactly. Nobody is excited after all the excitement and the promise and Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. All it took, Jake, was two games. And now everybody's out. They want Bajan. So you know the Bears are going to win. You know they're going to get the city excited. Then they're going to start looking at the schedule and thinking, okay, well, we win this game. Now maybe we can beat the Raiders next. And then it's just going to start, right? And we're going to do the cycle. Whereas if they lose this game, then everybody's out. But the Bears aren't going to do that. And I think they're going to win. And Jake, look, Dallas just gave up 450 passing yards to Russell Wilson. I know Caleb hasn't looked good, but against this defense, he should be able to make some plays. I know the Bears defense is also terrible. I can't bet the over just because it's so obvious and everybody's on it. But I do like the Bears in the game, Jake, because nobody wants them. And I'm sorry, but like, you just know this team and you know they'll win and they'll just give you a glimmer of hope.
You're right, PJ, because then they're gonna go beat the Raiders. Then it's the bye. Then it's the Commanders out of the bye. And, oh, well, off the bye, they've had 2 weeks to prepare. And then it's the Saints. Oh, God, here we go.
Yep.
Four-game winning streak incoming for sure. And revenge game for the Hail Mary against the Command. Oh, my God, you're right. I can see it. All right. Anyway, let's close, PJ, with your Ravens. Monday Night Football against the Lions. Another team that has kind of been vexing for people is the Lions, and not sure where people fall. But your Ravens -5.5 at home against this Lions team that is coming off their drubbing of the Bears. You're going to be at this game. You told me before we got on here, but you're going to be boots on the ground. Anything that you like in this game, or are you just not going to get your emotions tied in with your finances?
So, yeah, I won't bet the game because I'm too emotionally tied. If I were to give out a bet, it would be Ravens in the first half at -2.5. I think getting them under the three is a really good bet. Since Lamar's been a starter, he is far and away the best quarterback against the spread in the first half. But, Jake, listen to this: these three trends that I have for you, okay? John Harbaugh is the head coach of the Ravens. Primetime home games, 19-1 straight up before November. Lamar Jackson, 24-2 straight up against the NFC. And Lamar has 22 touchdowns and 0 interceptions on Monday Night Football. So do with those stats and trends what you will. This spot would tell you the Ravens would play pretty well. I mean, I've seen it throughout Lamar's career, man. These NFC teams, when they go up against them, they don't know how to stop them. He puts them in a mental pretzel. They try to bring in these guys off the street to have them in walkthroughs and practice. And it's like, I mean, he's the 2-time MVP. You can try and put somebody out there. You're just not going to defend him. So I think it's going to be a great game. I'm excited to see if like the Lions were more of the team we saw against the Bears or the Packers. I think the Ravens win the game, though, but I like them in the first half, -2.5.
PJ Glasser, host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on the BetMGM Network. Follow him on Twitter at PJGlasser9. Great stuff, my friend. Appreciate you always. Thanks for coming on, bud.
Always good seeing you, Jake. Good luck to your Illini this week, though.
I have a feeling they are going to need it. That is PJ Glasser. This is Early Odds on 670 The Score. We are going to take a quick break. On the other side, we get into some baseball. And, of course, we'll close the show with my picks for the weekend in football. So stick around. That is coming up. Early Odds will be right back right after this.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back. Early Odds on 670 The Score continues. Jake Hassan here with you for the rest of the hour. Thank you once again to PJ Glasser of the BetMGM Network. You know him, you love him. He's a friend of the show. He's been on multiple times. A lot of really great stuff for college football and NFL this weekend. So we're going to break it up a little bit. By now, you know the drill. We go guest, then baseball, and we end with my NFL and college football bets. So we're going to do that right here, right now. And I'm not gonna bury the lead here. There is a really, really long price for pennant, for World Series, that I have already placed, and it is at 350-1 for the World Series and 125-1 for the pennant. Now, you might be saying, whoa, those are crazy odds for how late we are into the season. There's only about a week left. So how is this going to go? That is because I like the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm back in. They are on the cusp. They are right there to make the playoffs. Yes, they are chasing the New York Mets. But the New York Mets are hanging on by a thread, boys and girls. Like, if you've been watching this team, or if you've even been paying attention to what they've been doing over the last couple of weeks, they're dying to give up their playoff spot. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks are playing some really good baseball right now, and they've clawed their way back into this wild card race. Zach Gallen looks like himself again. Eduardo Rodriguez looks like the guy they originally paid all that money to when he came over from Detroit. Brandon Pfaadt is doing his usual late season run. So I still think that this Diamondbacks team has the juice, even though they traded away Josh Naylor and Eugenio Suarez. How's that going for the Mariners, by the way? Also kind of fighting for their lives, fighting with the Astros for the AL West as well, but we'll get into that in just a little bit. I think that this Diamondbacks team, if they get in, if they just get in, I think that they could be a real problem. And I really like what they have going on. I know I said that already, but granted, it's the odds are as long as they are because of there's 9 games left or 8 games left, however many it is, about a week, little week and change left in the season. So when you look at it that way, yes, of course, they're on the outside looking in, only a handful of games left. The Mets could just keep winning and the Mets could hold on to their playoff spot by a game and then we're just dead. But at these long of odds, I'm willing to take that chance and I'm willing to roll the dice here with the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if they can get in, I like them more than the Brewers. I like them more than the Padres. I like them more than the Cubs. Sorry to say it, but that's where I'm at on some of these teams. Like, yeah, I still think that the Dodgers are incredibly dangerous. And honestly, the Phillies have become the favorite at some places. And to me, I don't think that's right. I think we're all overthinking this and we're all just sick of the Dodgers. I've said that on this show. I've said that elsewhere on the BetMGM network. I think we're overthinking this with the Dodgers, but I think they're the biggest contender, obviously. And then I think it's pretty wide open. So if the Diamondbacks just get in, I think that they could really make some noise here. And at those long of odds, I'm willing to bet on that. And I already did earlier this week. And shop around, there are some incredibly long odds out there on this Arizona team. And remember, just a couple years ago, literally 2 years ago, we saw them do this exact thing. And they met the Texas Rangers and they got buzzsawed. But hey, they could have learned from that. Could have, maybe. And they get in and maybe they get over the hump. So the Arizona Diamondbacks are who I am strongest on in this one. As far as the Phillies go, because I mentioned that they are, you're now at one book, your World Series favorites. And I get it. That pitching staff is unreal. And that pitching staff is nails. Christopher Sanchez, you all know how I feel about him. But you really want Aaron Nola in a number two spot or Jesus Luzardo. Those guys can easily fall apart. And even if they don't, this lineup is so hot and cold. Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber are awesome. And Trey Turner hits for a high average. But Nick Castellanos is up there saying, yeah, I don't really have a strategy at the plate. And it shows. And you're relying on Max Kepler and Harrison Bader. Good players, but they don't inspire a ton of confidence in you, do they? So I get that the Phillies have played really, really awesome baseball as of late. But I think that should they be flipped with the Dodgers? No, I don't. And I think that we're all overthinking this when it comes to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Has anyone noticed what Mookie Betts has been doing over the last month and a half, by the way? OPS over 1,000. Mookie Betts looks like himself again. Mookie Betts looks like the guy that was at the top of the odds board or near the top of the odds board for NL MVP. He looks like the superstar that we all know he is. And obviously, Freddie Freeman is still himself. Shohei Ohtani is still himself. And I'd argue that the Dodgers should be using Shohei Ohtani as the closer. Go into the postseason with Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Tyler Glasnow, Blake Snell, and if you got to use him, Clayton Kershaw in his swan song postseason. And have Ohtani be your closer, because I don't trust the back end of that bullpen. Tanner Scott's been very, Alex Garcia's somebody you can count on, I guess, but you don't love it. And outside of those two, like, Blake Treinen's been terrible, and Bruce DeGradorl is still on the shelf, and Kirby Yates is still on the shelf. So I just don't trust a lot of arms of that bullpen, and Ohtani's looked great. So I think he could be awesome as a closer. I think that is something the Dodgers, and maybe they are, I don't know. I think that's something that they should be considering. So that's just my two cents on the Dodgers. As far as the American League goes, I'm still bullish on the Astros. Still think this team has it. Still think that this team has the juice. Love Hunter Brown. Think Framber Valdez figures it out. Christian Javier was really good in his last start. I think that's all fine and dandy and good, and I like what they have going. So I'm still bullish on the Astros. I think they need to win the AL West to be a true World Series contender. I think that wild card is not really set up great for them, but it's the Mariners, and the Mariners kind of pee down their leg more often than not. It's just what we know about that team. I do think the Red Sox have upside, though, too. Garrett Crochet is an ace. I like what I've seen from Lucas Giolito and from Brian Bayo. That lineup, once Roman Anthony comes back too, I think that lineup has still performed well, even with him out. But once he comes back, I really think that they could have something with him. He's doing activities again, non-baseball activities, working out again, so they're kind of starting to ramp him up. Maybe in the second round of the postseason, should the Red Sox get there, we will end up seeing Roman Anthony back in this one. But as far as anything else goes, there aren't really any real hashtag value out there. I guess we should talk about it just because it's going to be on everybody's bingo card.
Aaron Judge's odds have come back from like minus 1,000 to only minus 400 for American League MVP. Guys, Cal Raleigh is a very, very nice story. But I think that it's just, oh, that's cute. I just think it's a cute story. And I think that's the prevailing thought. I think that when you look at Aaron Judge and the monster OPS and the very high average, Cal Raleigh will have to break Aaron Judge's American League single season home run record if he wants to win. And I just don't think that's feasible. And the odds are telling you that because Aaron Judge is still a massive favorite. And as far as, God, I can't believe I'm bringing this up again. As far as National League Rookie of the Year, I guess it's just going to be Cade Horton. Drake Baldwin's the next closest at plus 230, but he's not really doing much, and Horton was awesome once again in his last start. So, I guess it's just right. I lost to a pitcher again. Sorry, everybody. I don't know. Nobody else in this market wants to win. Thanks for nothing, Matt Shaw. Thanks for nothing, Augustin Ramirez. It was a real fun ride. At least we have Nick Kurtz, right? So, for American League. But other than that, I think we are all just waiting for the postseason. The one bet that I put in, just to rehash the point, if you're just tuning in here on Early Odds on 670 The Score, Arizona Diamondbacks, 350-1, World Series, 125-1 for the pennant. Some really long prices out there on this Arizona team. Crunch time, not a lot of leeway, but I do think that they could leapfrog the Mets and sneak their way into the postseason. And if that's the case, I like them more than a lot of these other teams. All right, on the other side, that was baseball. We already had PJ Glasser for NFL and college football. On the other side, to close out the show, my college football bets, my NFL bets, my thoughts for this weekend in football. That is coming up to close the show, so stick around for that in just a little bit. We are going to close the show with all of my bets for the weekend, so stick around. Early Odds continues here on the other side.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, welcome back. Another edition of Early Odds. Almost, almost. Not quite yet. Still got about 10 minutes or so left here with all of you fine listeners. Almost closing the show here before we get into my bets for the weekend. This is Jake Hassan, by the way. This is 670 The Score. Early Odds with you for the rest of the hour. But thank you to PJ Glasser for hopping on to open the show, all of his NFL insights, all of his college football insights, which were very, very helpful. And me and him on the same side of a couple of these games, which we'll get into in just a little bit. The previous segment, we talked baseball. I gave you a monster long shot to win the World Series and to win the National League pennant. I am talking triple digits. So if you missed any of that, you can rewind in the Odyssey app or always find it in your podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Early Odds. Would appreciate some ratings and reviews. I like to eat. I have a mortgage to pay. So help your boy out. Thank you. Anyway, we get into the bets here. Now, let's start with college football. Let's start with my Illini, even though it makes me sick to my stomach and I don't really love it. I think we have gone too far on the spread. I do think that six is an insane number, because for as much as everyone wants to fade this Illinois team, oh, they're not a top 10 team. Oh, they're overhyped. Well, clearly they're good. Clearly they are a good team. Now, do I think they're great? Do I think they're going to win the national title? No. And I say that as someone that went to Illinois, as an Illinois fan. But I think six is kind of insane. And so if you're trying to take the points or you want to take a teaser even, I think Illinois is a good teaser leg. I think six and a half is a good bet as well. I think this is going to be close. One thing about Brett Bielema is he reads these headlines. He knows when people are underestimating his team. And then he comes out and he either just wins these games or they lose, but as you know, in football, you either win or lose a game. But I think PJ was right in the first segment. I think Indiana either wins by 10 or Illinois just wins the game. So I think it's going to be close. I don't know if I completely agree with PJ, but I do get where he's coming from and I lean that way. So I think Illinois is live in this game. Maybe I'm a little bit emotionally biased, but that is just my two cents. Texas Tech and Utah getting set here in just a couple of hours. I really like this Texas Tech team. I think that they kind of have the juice. I love their quarterback, Joey McGuire. I like Baron Morton. I was talking to Joe Ostrowski of Bet Sweats fame, formerly of this show, and he likes Morton for a Heisman long shot. I agree with him on that. I think this Utah team might be a little fraudulent. Cam Rising not walking through that door, my friends. So I like Tech taking the 3.5. I kind of like them on the money line as well. I can't believe I'm saying this. I kind of want to take the 25.5 with Purdue. This Notre Dame team, man, I know it's at home and it's if they're going to get right, this is going to be the spot. But 25.5 for how this team has looked on offense, I don't know. I think it's a lean. Let's call it a lean. How about that? A lean with Purdue taking the massive amount of points that they are giving you in that one. I am a moneyline Mateer believer. I'm going to lay the points with Oklahoma. I am going to lay it here. I think that they could absolutely smash in this spot. I think Venables wants to prove a point to Jackson Arnold. So going to Oklahoma, that's going to be rowdy. They are going to be absolutely insane in that madhouse. I'll lay it inside of a touchdown with Mateer and the Sooners and Venables going against old friend Jackson Arnold. I don't think that is going to go well for him. I kind of like Michigan on the road as well at Nebraska. Everyone's talking about the year three Matt Rule. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Get Fat Mahomes out of my face. I don't want to hear it. Bryce Underwood has looked very, very good. This is probably toughest test so far, but on the road, conference play, I like Michigan, -1.5. I like some Underwood props, overs as well. That does not scare me, not one bit. I disagree with PJ on South Carolina. I think they're bad. no matter what with Sellers, what his status is, I think this Mizzou team is still getting underrated inside of 10. And I think, and maybe wait till the last second. If Sellers is in, then, and if this goes down and you can get closer to a touchdown, then I think Mizzou is way good for a spot here. I think Miami smashes Florida. Everyone's saying, well, Lagway can't possibly throw five interceptions again, can't he? And even if he does, has anyone seen what this Miami team has looked like? 8.5, 8? That's fine with me. I'll take that. I'll lay it with Miami. This team absolutely has the juice so far, and I don't think they are going to be stopping anytime soon in the near future. Let's go to the NFL. Jaden Daniels was ruled out yesterday. He's officially not going to play for the Commanders against the Raiders. And you saw the line move accordingly. It's inside of 3. Raiders coming off that terrible performance on Monday Night Football. Okay, it's going to be Marcus Mariota. Maybe you get the Geno Smith bounce back spot. Like, you know how it is. We get these Geno awesome games. You get these Geno terrible games. And then he's pretty average the rest of the way. Maybe that's what it is. If anything, I think I'm the under 43.5 in this one. As the Raiders try to figure it out, maybe they run the ball a ton. And you have Marcus Mariota on the other side in that one. I respect PJ Glasser a ton. That's why we have him on the show. I think he's kind of insane taking the points with the Browns. I get what he's saying. They muck up these games. 3-1 on the money line is an enticing price. I'm good. I don't want to bet the Browns and go against the Packers and the Packers just win by 10, 11, 12. Honestly, I kind of think that this is like the Bills last week, where it was Bills Jets and everyone was talking themselves into the Jets and the Bills just won by 20. I kind of think that could happen again here. So I'm just staying away from this one. I want nothing to do with it. I'm going to be on the Eagles, though. I think everybody wants to say the Rams. Oh, well, if it hadn't snowed in that game in Philadelphia, the Rams were coming back to win that game. Were they? Were they? I'll take the Eagles. I'll lay the points. Doesn't scare me. I think this Rams team is one bad Matthew Stafford hit away from things not going their way. And I know that they're going to call the tush push more tightly now. There's a joke there somewhere. And I'm sure there's going to be an offsides call at least once in this game. But Saquon Barkley's still awesome. This Eagles pass attack can, not saying it will be, but can still be explosive. And I still think that the Eagles are the better team. If anything, maybe it's just an overplay, 44.5, because I do think that Stafford and the Rams could pick apart this Eagles secondary. And I do think the Eagles will still get theirs offensively. So I like the Eagles, and I lean the over in that one. I think I would rather lay the points with the Vikings than take the points with the Bengals. Maybe Kevin O'Connell is just that dude, and maybe he saves Carson Wentz's career too. It's probably a little too late for Carson Wentz, but Kevin O'Connell's the quarterback whisperer. We know that's what he does, right? So at a flat 3, I think this is a letdown spot for the Bengals because Zach Taylor's up at the podium saying, hey, we're 2-0. We're still a good team. Vikings at home, give me the better coach. And the quarterbacks are, I guess, the same, but at least Carson Wentz has he was a guy that went to the playoffs once upon a time. So there's that. Inside of 3, I'm laying it with the Chargers. I think they're for real. The Broncos, I think, are frauds. Inside of 3, give me the better coach. Give me the better quarterback. Give me the Chargers at home. Inside of 3, I think that is an absolutely lovely spot to bet the Los Angeles Chargers. Cardinals Niners, I'm going to wait. If Purdy gets ruled in and we get a 3 or 3.5, I'll be interested in the Cardinals. But otherwise, I think I'm just good. Inside of 3, I have no interest in this game. Cowboys Bears, like I said with PJ, I will be boots on the ground for this game, and it's just going to be the over. I don't think either of these teams can play a lick of defense, but I get what PJ was saying about Bears money line. I'm going to be honest. Guys, we're in Chicago. This is 670 The Score. I get it. I'm a Bears fan. I know a lot of Bears fans. I have lived with this team for my almost 28 years of life. I think PJ's right. They start 0-2. They win this game. And then they win next week against the Raiders. Then it's the bye. You're 500 coming out of the bye. Then you have maybe a winnable game. Maybe no Jaden Daniels coming out of the bye. And then you have the Saints. So at worst, then you're probably 500. Maybe you're 4-2. I know people are going to start talking about a 4-game winning streak going into the Ravens game. I kind of see the vision, especially if it's an ugly game. The weather isn't supposed to be great. Cowboys famously play inside indoors with a roof. I could see the Bears winning the game. But I'm going to bet the over 50.5 as it stands right now. PJ is right, too, about the Ravens and what Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh do against NFC teams. I think he's right. I would lay the points 5.5 in that one. That does it, though, for this edition of Early Odds. Once again, thank you to PJ Glasser, who came on in the first segment to give us his thoughts and his bets for college football and for the NFL this week. Thank you to you, the listener, as always, for making this show happen. It is always appreciated. And before we get out of here, just so you know, because we did just talk a lot of football and we did just give you all of our picks. We talked a lot of football in general, but Football Talk on the Score is presented by Paramount Plus. You cannot count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. The CTA ticket. It's less, actually. Well, one way, it would be $250 anyway. But visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And let's all, while we're watching Paramount Plus and while we're watching the NFL on CBS, let's all just win some bets. Let's go win some money this weekend. Good luck to everyone placing your wagers. Let's all win together. Thank you to the boys in the back, as always, for putting this show on the air. For PJ Glasser, for the boys in the back, I have been Jake Hassan. This has been 670 The Score. We will see you same time, same place next week. Boys, hit the music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.